an inmate at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. To accept this call, press 0. To refuse it, this call is from a correction facility and is subject to monitoring and recording.
I think it's happening.
Thank you for using Global Tel Link.
Okay, John.
Oh, wow. This is actually happening. It came together a little last minute. Joining us on the line right now, and just so you know as well, sir, you are on Drew Garabo Live with John Senning, the man, the myth, the legend himself, with lots of local ties to the Tampa Bay area, kind of, sort of. Joe Exotic joins the show. Joe, how the hell are you?
Good. How are y'all doing?
Man, we're good. Thank you so much for the time. What a legend you've become. My God, you come out of nowhere and take over the world right as COVID hit. Did you release COVID on the world just so the Tiger King would explode in popularity, Mr. Exotic?
You know what? They filmed Tiger King without me. I didn't film for Tiger King.
Oh. So where did they pull a lot of, like, the interview stuff from? Like, where you're kind of just sitting down talking to a camera. Where was that taken from, and what did you think you were filming?
Everything that you saw of me was filmed for my reality show, okay? And then the Jeff and Lauren and Carol and James Garrison and Alan and them, you know, they all concocted this little story to get me put in prison to take my zoo away. Well, Netflix would jump in the middle of that mess because I was in jail 2 years before Netflix ever came out with this. Okay, so they got in the mix of it, and they paid everybody to talk crap and go along with this murder-for-hire agenda in order to make Netflix. So everything you saw of me was filmed by my film crew for my reality show that I was doing for Good Clean Fun out of L.A.
That is insane. And can I tell you a fascinating connection that we have, Joe? In the Tiger King 2 that they released, they stole and used audio of our show without asking permission or anything. And we didn't find out that they were using clips from our show until it showed up in the second Tiger King. So we have that connection.
Hey, I wouldn't doubt it, because just yesterday, the 10th Circuit of Appeal Court in Denver, Colorado, just ruled that Tim Seppi, filed a lawsuit against Netflix for using the tornado footage and Travis's funeral footage and all that, claiming that was his, you know, and they ruled against him because all of the equipment was mine, and I paid everybody as employees to work at that zoo and film for my show. And the minute they got me put in jail and Tiger King 1 came out, everybody wanted to be famous and everybody wanted to claim rights to everything. And that's what I'm doing in Florida right now. Is Tuesday, I filed a multi-million dollar copyright and trademark infringement suit against Vince Johnson for my music, because that clown stole my music and claimed it was all his. You know, while Joe sits in solitary confinement for the first 2 years and 8 months, while everybody's out there ripping his life off and everything else, I'm slowly, slowly starting to get to take some of this back.
Man, I'm not shocked, because, like, the feeling that we had, Joe, when John and I watched season 2, and then one of the first things you hear is our radio show coming out of Chad Cronister's speakers, I think the sheriff of Hillsborough County, we're like, hey, they didn't ask us about that. Yeah. That's small potatoes compared to, like, what they took from you without asking.
Which is everything.
Oh, hey, you know, my husband at the time, Dylan, is the one who sold them my hard drives and my computers.
Oh.
And they actually met. This is how this all worked out. They actually met the producers of Tiger King, Eric Good, in a motel in Tampa, Florida, and copied all of my hard drives and computers, all just left.
Yeah, just be careful. We are on terrestrial radio, so some words we can't say. We're good on that, but just
okay.
You're good. You're good.
Thank you.
But anyway, so he sold all of that to Netflix, and then he took my clothes and sold them all to a museum in Vegas. And then when I filed, you know, this guy was homeless when I met him. Okay, and then when I filed for divorce and subpoenaed his bank records and his tax forms, $2.6 million in assets.
Oh, man.
Joe, how is your health? A couple, it's tough to keep up. You know, we have to go with what the tabloids and everything reports. I know not too long ago you were having some health issues. Are those in your rear view at this point?
Well, you know, I have to get blood every month, and I got to do that for the rest of my life. But I have my prostate cancer is in remission.
Good.
Last October, we did some chest x-rays, and it showed something on my left lung. So January, we did CAT scans, and it verified it. So I did a PET scan just before I came down here that I have not been able to talk to the doctors about, but they're pretty sure that I have cancer in my lung.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, man. Dude. I'm a survivor, too, and I know, you know, that journey is a fun one indeed, my friend, and I'm hoping that that it turns out clear for you, dude.
You know, you ought to fight that journey in a 6x12-foot concrete room with no TV or radio or family members puking every day by yourself.
No, thank you.
Joe, if you can kind of set the stage a little bit, I know mostly everybody has seen Tiger King. And again, if you're just joining us, this is the legit Joe Exotic, the one and only. If you can just kind of run us through, what were the charges that landed you in prison? And if you can just kind of explain to us why those charges are BS.
Okay, well, first of all, I'd like to say that I am not in jail. I am not in prison. I have never been accused of violating any law enforcement agency, charged or convicted of animal abuse. A lot of the news reporters have just got that so out of whack. All right?
Okay, okay.
All right, so let me explain the charges, okay? I was first arrested on one bogus murder-for-hire charge, all right? And when I got back to Oklahoma, because I was living in Gulf Breeze, Florida, you know, when I got arrested. And when they got me back to Oklahoma, I pled not guilty and I wanted a jury trial. Well, the minute I asked for a jury trial, they superseded my indictment with 20 more charges.
Oh.
Okay, so they added 20 animal charges to it, okay? And what they done was they charged me for my veterinarian messing up a health certificate, putting the wrong information on a health certificate. And her office did that, but I'm in prison for it.
Oh.
And they charged me, okay, you know, I euthanized 5 tigers. I admit that.
Yeah.
Okay, I shot them. That was the most humane way to do it. And I had a protocol with the United States Department of Agriculture to do that.
Okay.
Okay, but the game warden working with Carol and working with Jeff and James got me for taking an endangered species without a permit. They're saying that I should have had a permit to euthanize those 5 tigers. But for the last 23 years, I didn't need a permit. Okay, it was just when they needed to bogus these charges to put me in jail, I needed a permit.
Oh.
Which then I would have faced animal cruelty charges because I'd have made them live another 6 or 8 months while I was waiting for a permit.
Sure.
So, you know, it's crazy, all right? So then they have me charged for the Lacey Act. For receipts going across state lines with tigers. Okay, and again, for 23 years, we traded and sold animals back and forth to zoos all over, okay? It was never to a private person. It was always from zoo to zoo. The USDA told us that was perfectly fine. Well, I had 5 receipts that I had donated cubs to different zoos in Illinois and Wisconsin and a few other places. And my inspector came on December the 7th of 2017 and done an inspection, and she goes, well, I need you to write donation across the top of these so there's never any question.
Okay.
Well, I did. And then come trial time, she supposedly couldn't be found to subpoena to court because she's the one who made me write donation on there.
Oh.
So they charged me with frauding a receipt.
Man, so what is, out of all these charges, what is your sentence? Like, how long are, in a perfect world, could you get out in a reasonable lifespan?
Okay, I've got sentenced to 22 years. I filed an appeal. I won the appeal. I went back to resentencing, and the judge only gave me a year off. So I'm 21. I'm serving 21 years.
Oh.
And how many years has it been?
I've already been down 6.
All right.
I have 11 to go.
Okay.
Okay, and I will never survive 11 fighting cancer as much as I'm fighting cancer. Okay, it's just not going to happen. I'll be 73 years old. I'll walk out of here with nothing, no home, no clothes at 73 years old. So I hope cancer takes me if that's the case.
Oh,
right?
Joe, we hate to hear that.
Oh man. Sorry, dude.
I'm reading on your website, Joe Exotic Official, about the event in Pensacola, Florida, Free Joe Exotic Day, April 23rd, Palafox Street in Pensacola, Florida. And then I see some of the details on the bottom. Stop solitary confinement. Are you in solitary confinement? I think the average person thinks you got to do something really bad to be in solitary confinement. Have you been in solitary?
Okay. I spent the first 2 years and 8 months in solitary confinement because they didn't want me to be able to help fight my case. They didn't want me to be able to hire real lawyers, and they held me without bond. So that was their way of keeping you shut up. And that doesn't happen, guys. That doesn't happen to just me. That happens to a lot of people, okay?
That's terrible.
And that's how the feds work. You know, I mean, take what they're doing to Donald Trump right now. 91 felony indictments? Come on. Yeah. You know, isn't 10 or 15 enough? You got to go for 91?
I am curious about your relationship with Trump, because I remember it was being very well publicized that you were talking to Trump or trying to get a message to Trump about a potential pardon. Did you ever make any headway with that communication? And if he does get reelected, or when he does get reelected, do you think there's a chance that Donald Trump could pardon you?
I was on the pardon list. That was discussed on Air Force One. Mark Meadows talked him out of it. Why Trump caved to Mark Meadows, I don't know, because now Mark Meadows, you know, it's kicking him in the butt because everybody turned on Trump. But I have word that some of Trump's campaign people are going to be here on the 23rd. So I still have President Trump's attention. Do I think that he was probably the best president we've had in a while? Yes. Yeah. Did I vote for him in 2016? Yes. Yeah. But do I think that they're going to screw him over? I'm really worried. Yeah. They don't throw 91 felonies against the wall and hope a few don't stick.
Yeah, he's right about that. The good news is, not that he gave any Fs before, but if he is elected again, then he can't be reelected, so he has zero Fs to give, and that increases your chance of getting a presidential pardon, I would think, exponentially, Mr. Exotic.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and it would be really dumb for Biden not to make this right before his election.
Oh, that would...
Because right now he is the power to be. And I have a lot of support out there, you know, whether they like Trump or Biden, or most of them right now don't like either one of them. But,
that's correct.
You know, it would show that Biden at least could step up and do something that he promised, and that was prison and justice reform, and he ain't done nothing yet.
I will say this. My vote can be bought, and if Joe Biden pardons Joe Exotic, if the Biden campaign is listening, you will win my vote if Joe Exotic is pardoned.
And I would like to implore Robert Kennedy Jr., a third-party candidate, to get behind Mr. Exotic as well, because I'm intrigued by his vaccine stance, and I would like to know more. I will vote for him should he choose to pardon Joe Exotic.
You would be amazed how many people would vote for whoever makes this right. You really would, you know?
Joe, this is a bit of a sticky situation because she is right here in our backyard.
Carol.
She might even have some connections to people in this building, if not this room. When you look at the people that are behind why you're in prison unjustly, in your words, where does Carol Baskin fit into that? And is there ever any chance that we could see peace between Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin?
Hey, you know, I done an interview with one of the news stations there in Tampa last week, and so did she. And without knowing each other, did the interview. We both said the same thing, and that was Netflix made us look like we hated each other a lot more than we really did. It was a very good marketing and money making thing that we did, and you know, she made people believe that I was abusing animals by taking baby tigers away from their mom, and I made people believe that she was absolutely crazy, and I would use the S word if I could, but I can't.
Thank you.
You know, she was bass-ass crazy, and she wore flowers around her head, and her husband's missing, and it was simple to make my followers and my viewers believe that she killed her husband. And we both made money on that, but we never met each other. We've never seen each other face to face other than during my trial. Do I despise her? Yeah, because she's a hypocrite. Okay, But do I hate the woman? No, I made a lot of money off of her. She made a lot of money off of her.
There's hope for Israel and Palestine, after all, if Joe and Carol can work out. Joe, before we let you go, my man, are you, if we wanted to write you in as a candidate for president in the year 2024, how could we go about doing that?
Okay, well, I changed my party to unaffiliated, so I have access to all the ballots now, so you can write me in anywhere. Just Joe Exotic in the write-in section.
Excellent. And that's Joe Exotic. Write it in to me. I don't know much about the man. I already know he's more qualified to run our country than Donald Trump or Joe Biden.
Yeah, and just what can
I have a really good campaign website. It's joeexotic2024.com, and I think you'll find that my platform fits just about everybody's needs.
Hell
Can anybody out there help you? It's very sad to hear that you're fighting cancer in solitary confinement for a big chunk of it, with some charges that seem trumped up, no pun intended. What can people do to help Joe Exotic if they want to?
Look, I'm not asking for anybody's money. What I need is their voice. Everywhere you see Biden and Trump make a post, even John F. Kennedy Jr., put free Joe Exotic in the comments. Because numbers scare politicians, and that's what we have to do is show how many voters believe that this system is wrong and it needs to start getting fixed. Because I don't want it fixed just for me. When I get out of here, when I'm hoping I'm going to get out of here, I want to take the evidence that I have about being in here and testify in front of Congress to fix it for the other 165,000 people in federal prison.
Hell yeah.
For real,
I love it. My favorite campaign slogan I've ever read in my life is on joeexotic2024.com, and that's Joe Exotic 2024, what do you have to lose?
I love it. What do you have to lose?
That is so perfect, dude. So perfect, man. Hey, thank you very much for the time.
Gentlemen, I appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate you back. Don't you lose hope, okay? Like,
everyone.
Yeah.
Tell everyone I send my love, and I thank everyone for their support.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Thank you, Joe Exotic. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Joe.
And thank you to Everett.
Dude, Everett, big dog coming through. Everett, you hear him call the show. He's an aspiring comedian. You can follow him on Twitter at Illhouse Comedy. Totally booked by Everett. Adjunct producer credit times 10. Good work, buddy, and thank you.
Way to go.
Dude, I gotta say, if only all of our guests could be in prison, because the phone connection was absolutely beautiful. We need to talk to more people in prison.
Dude, we get calls from celebrities and it's like and you get a call from federal pound me in the ass penitentiary. I wanted to ask him how the sex was.
He did. My mom, of all people, texted me and said, please ask him if he's found love in prison.
I mean, I'm sure he finds it on a nightly basis.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know how sick he is. Like, it's just, when you're fighting cancer, how horny are you?
Not very.
Yeah.
I can answer that, John.
Yeah, I was
the answer is not very.
Yeah, so he seems just so sad.
He did at first, but he really started to pick up once we started talking about his presidential campaign.
He was feeling the presence of the boys. He was in the presence of the boys. He probably felt a feeling he hasn't felt in a long time, a camaraderie of the boys.